97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
The moment that President Trump puts his hand on that Bible and takes the oath of office, as he has said, the occupation ends, Liberation Day begins. He will immediately sign executive orders, sealing the border shut, beginning the largest deportation operation in American history, finding the criminal gangs, rapists, drug dealers, and monsters that have murdered our citizens and sending them home.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Our friend Genevieve Wood back with us from the Heritage Foundation. And Genevieve, I love Stephen Miller's energy there. Unfortunately, it's going to be a little late for Lake and Riley and the other victims of these criminal illegals around the country, right?
That's right. But you're right. I absolutely appreciate his passion. I appreciate President-elect Trump's commitment to this, because anybody who's been following these stories, especially the most recent news is coming out this week about Lake and Riley and what happened there and how senseless it all was, Mark. I mean, this guy came into the country. He crossed the border illegally. They let him go. They just paroled him into the country. He makes his way to New York City. He gets in trouble there for going after a kid who's under 17 years old, gets arrested, but gets paroled again. And then ask our government to fly him to Atlanta on one of these humanitarian flights. That's how he gets there. And then he goes out and he kills this one. I know it's just alleged right now, but we all know he did it. And destroys his family, the Riley family's life, by taking the daughter, their 22-year-old daughter. It's just horrific. And again, senseless. This is somebody who should have never been in this country. He should have never been in New York City. He should have never been in Atlanta, Georgia. And it's an outrage that we have paid for this guy.
Paid for his
travel across this country.
Not only that, but also the roommate was testifying that he was staying at the Roosevelt Hotel in New York.
Right.
And unless there's somehow a second Roosevelt Hotel that I am not aware of, that's a 4-star hotel that, man, I'm sure a lot of people would never even be able to afford. And they were staying there up for free.
That's right. That's right. So we're paying for his hotel. We're paying for his travel, probably giving him food vouchers, who knows what. And again, was not in this country legally, had no reason to be here. Under President Trump 4 years ago, back in his first term, this guy would have been turned away. He would have not just been paroled into the country. So this idea that the Bible, we just, you know, got overwhelmed or whatever. No. This is somebody you actually interacted with and you let them go. And that's happened in so many cases. And those are the very first people I hope the Trump administration will go after. And under Tom Homan, I have no doubt you're going to see that action very quickly.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, one of the other stories I saw in the Daily Signal, it shocked me because, not because I don't believe all these corporations are woke, don't get me wrong. It shocked me because I just never considered that a company would do this. But 42 companies in the Fortune 100 actually have a benefit where they will pay their employees to travel for an abortion?
Yeah. Yeah, and this all happened after the Roe v. Wade decision, where Roe was overturned, and they said, "Well, if you're you live anywhere that within 100 miles or whatever in your state, you can't get an abortion, we'll pay for your travel expenses and to go get one." Look, and this is just virtue signaling. These people, in many cases, they don't advertise all their other benefits for childcare, but they want to put out a press release letting everyone know we do pay for abortions here at the great company of Walmart or the great company of Apple. I mean, some of them are not surprising. Others, like CVS, United Healthcare is advertising they're paying for abortions. And the thing is, Mark and Kim, in some cases like Apple, they pay a lot for parental leave and that sort of thing. So kudos to them on that. But many of these companies, like if you wanted to adopt a child, how much help do they give you with that? Probably
right.
Not a lot. You know, if you need help with child care, like after the child's actually here and you're having, maybe you live in San Francisco, one of these places where these IT companies are, child care is probably very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
How much do they help you with that?
Yeah.
They save a lot of money, frankly, on the front end by paying $4,000 or $5,000 for you to go get an abortion, because that's a heck of a lot cheaper than paying full maternity leave, or certainly helping you pay for child care, or what adoption costs these days.
Yeah, I wonder how much
this is.
Well, I was going to say, I wonder how much maternity leave they're actually giving these women who choose life.
Well, I love it. Many of them call them birthing parents. Not even that's women right. or mothers. Cam, got to get that right. The birthing
true.
Parent. Look, it's very clear where their values are as companies. You take a look at it, it's very clear where that company's values are. But, you know, look, I hope we've seen a real pushback on the woke. We've seen a big pushback on the DEI and, like, this is how, you know, companies are trying to advertise. Oh, look at how diverse we are. I think a lot of Americans send a signal saying, we're not interested in how diverse you are. We're interested in how good your company is, how good you are to me as an employee, how good you are to consumers. And maybe they're going to start changing some of their virtue signaling. I certainly hope so.
Yeah, well, let's hope that they're going to do that. And I go check and see if your company's one of them. I was sure surprised.
22 out of 100.
Wow, that's shocking. It really is. But, I mean, besides that, we've hopefully maybe that along with some of these other woke attitudes and policies can be turned around now after President Trump has sworn in. I don't know what influence he can have
on that. And vote with your feet. We all saw what happened with Target and Bud Light. Look at these companies. You know, CVS is not the only drugstore out there. Vote with your feet.
Yeah, it's a good point. Genevieve Wood, always great having you on. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Yep, talk to you soon. Genevieve Wood there from Heritage.
I went to Walmart when I was mad at Target, and now I'm just getting... I know Target still has a lot of issues. I've gone back to Target, and now I'm just hating on Walmart. I'm so tired of these companies who do these things, like pay for abortion travel. That's ridiculous.
Get more at 971talk.com.